Hey guys, welcome back to the podcast. And on this segment, I'd like to talk about Avengers Infinity War. Yup, I finally got to see the movie. And yes, I'm going to follow through and give you guys a review. The first portion of the review is going to be non-spoiler. And then I'm going to get into spoilers. And damn, do I have a lot to say about this movie. So let's hop right into it, guys, and get into some stats and some info on the film. IMDb gave it an 8.9 out of 10, which is great. Rotten Tomatoes gave it an 84%. That's a great score. I think it deserves a little higher than that, but that's just me. I'm going to get into that. It is directed by the Russo brothers, Anthony Russo and Joe Russo. The budget was $300 to $400 million. Which I believe was for both films, Infinity War 1 and 2, which is Avengers 4. The Russo brothers also wrote the movie, wrote the screenplay, if I'm not mistaken. The movie stars, oh my god, a freaking who's who of Marvel actors. Robert Downey Jr., the man, my favorite. Chris Pratt, Josh Brolin as Thanos, Chris Evans, Chris Hemsworth, Scarlett Johansson, Benedict Cumberbatch. I mean, basically all the important Marvel actors and characters. As of today, the Avengers Infinity War is at $1.16 billion for the global box office. It is absolutely just fucking crushing. That's just no surprise, man. I mean, the movie is a 10-year film in the making. It's an accumulation or a lead up from 18 Marvel films. You know, you have fans of all these different Marvel characters, from Iron Man, Doctor Strange, Captain America, Black Panther. And then you have a movie that is a combination of all these characters, you know. It's no surprise that it was going to crush. But now that all the stats and the technical aspects of the movie are out of the way, I'm just going to get right into the film, what I liked about it. I'm going to grade it, and then I'm going to talk about scenes that I really loved, which is in the spoiler section of the episode. Likes, dislikes, all that jazz. So let's get to it, guys. Here we go. So right off the bat, I'm just going to get to the point. People are calling this the greatest Marvel film of all time, the greatest Marvel film to date. Do I agree with that statement? No, I don't think it's the very best Marvel film. It's fucking up there, that's for damn sure. But I don't rank it number one, and I know that's subjective. Everybody has their own opinions, but me personally, I don't think it's number one. It's really tough to say because you've had some fucking amazing Marvel movies. Spider-Man Homecoming was great. The first Iron Man is near and dear to my heart. Love that movie. Love Robert Downey Jr. Iron Man is basically my favorite Avenger. Iron Man is just the fucking balls, period. Thor Ragnarok was just like super, super high entertainment. So fucking entertaining. So funny. Of course, the first Avengers, Winter Soldier was just fucking great. Civil War was nuts. So what Marvel movies would I rank above Infinity War? Man, it's, you know, Infinity War was fucking awesome. Don't get me wrong. Do not get me wrong. But it's just not the best. Oh, I forgot about Black Panther. Black Panther was great as well. I'm going to say from like an entertainment aspect and humor, Thor Ragnarok was better. You know, that's just my opinion. From a story standpoint, Iron Man is like way up there. Avengers, Civil War was a great combination of action, some drama, good acting for a superhero movie. Spider-Man Homecoming was also a great combo of action, drama, storytelling. The main villain, Vulture, Michael Keaton's Vulture, was just fucking badass. It's tough to say, man. It's tough to say. Infinity War is way up there. I mean, I would say it's on par with the best Marvel movie. And I mean, I can't really name which is the best one, because there's several of them that are great for different reasons, and they're all equally as awesome. But the very best ones, I mean, in no specific order, which is the best, it's just so hard to pick. I'm going to say Winter Soldier, Civil War, Thor Ragnarok, the first Iron Man, and Avengers Infinity War. And Avengers, they're all like just on par. Spider-Man Homecoming is right there as well. I just can't pick one single one that's the best, but I will say that Infinity War, it was not the very best. I guess one of the down points of Infinity War was also one of the great aspects of it, if that makes any sense, is just the action. The movie got right to the point. It was just a nonstop thrill ride. It just got right to it. And that also kind of hurt it, because when you have action, 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 you know, where's the story? You need the story to drive the film to build a climax to the action. And, you know, it matters. Otherwise, a film turns out to be like hollow. But that really wasn't the case for Infinity War, because the main villain was so deep. Thanos. Josh Brolin's performance was fucking amazing. Like, they did facial capture with him, and the little nuances, little minute facial acting that he did. I mean, just stellar, man, stellar. Like, he really owned the Thanos role big time. One of the most memorable villains, without a doubt, in movie history. Not even just a superhero movie, for sure. I'm going to get into that in a sec. I want to just grade the movie outright. I'm going to give Avengers Infinity War a B+. It wasn't perfect. But it was damn fucking good. It was close to perfect. And I got to give the Russo brothers a ton of credit for mixing in all these fucking characters, all these storylines, you know, to two movies, because we got the second one coming out next year. But for this first installment, man, I give them so much fucking props, because it is so difficult to write a movie, let alone write a movie with all these freaking angles, all these characters and all these personalities. Like, that is insanely hard to me, and they 1000% pulled it off. So Avengers Infinity War deserves, like, you know, all the praise, man, all the praise. The movie was great. B+ for me. Maybe, you know, as I see it a few more times, maybe that'll bump up to an A. You know, I'm definitely gonna own the movie 1000%, without a doubt, as soon as it comes out. Was it worth the price of admission? Fuck yes. I went to the Alamo Theater in New York, and God, man, I mean, the tickets are not cheap there, but it's such a great theater, great experience. If you're in the area and you could experience an Alamo Theater, please do so. It fucking rocks. Worth the ticket for sure. I mean, don't even hesitate. If you're a Marvel fan, if you've enjoyed the other movies, if you want to be entertained, just go. Just get your ticket, check the movie out. You do not want to miss this in theaters. It is fucking epic. I can't really get into the likes and dislikes in detail without getting into spoilers. So I'm going to get into spoilers now. For you guys who haven't seen the movie, you might want to hop off the episode right now. I don't want to ruin it for you. If you want to stick with me, feel free to. But for you guys taking off, again, a B+. Go check it out. So worth it. You won't be disappointed. And thanks for listening to the podcast. If you enjoy the content, like, subscribe. Thank you guys, and we'll catch you with the next episode. Now, for you guys sticking around, we are into the spoiler section. So, likes of the movie. One of the huge likes, Thanos. Thanos himself. Josh Brolin fucking did it, man. He did it. He brought the character to life from the comics. It was just masterful. One of the greatest villains on screen. You know, CGI fake or not. I mean, he was just like a deep character with layered motivations. He wasn't just your typical, oh, I'm a bad guy, I'm gonna take over the universe and kill people. No, he had fucking really crazy deep motivations. Like, and in some respects, Thanos is a hero. His methods may be skewed and like not right, but if you weigh it out, and let's say you have to kill, I'm just gonna throw random numbers out there, kill 1 million people to save 100 million people, some people would take that. You know, they would go that route. They'll kill the 1 million people to save 100 million. And in his mind, he was doing the right thing, and it was proven to him, and he made deep, crazy, hard sacrifices and decisions. For one, killing someone he loves, deeply loves, Gamora. So, huge like of the film, again, Thanos. Brolin killed it. Another like, the action. The movie didn't waste any time. There was no real build-up. I mean, the Russo brothers treated the audience like, look, if you're here to see Infinity War, you've seen the other movies. They assumed you were up to speed, cut the bullshit, and just got right to it. And I love that. It was just a thrill ride from the beginning to end. Another huge like, the interaction between some of the characters, and you've seen guys grouped up together for the first time, like Thor and the Guardians of the Galaxy. Fucking Drax's scenes, you know, commenting on Thor, you know, he's like, tell Star-Lord,
you're a dude, this is a man,
and having a man crush on him, like on his muscles and ruggedness. It was fucking hilarious. And Thor calling Rocket Raccoon sweet rabbit, fucking hilarious. Stark and Doctor Strange's interactions, I mean, that was like the battle of the goatees right there, like two fighting fish. Who had the most boss and better looking goatee? It's funny because they're both like the same character in a way. They're both egotistical, you know, big egos, both cocky. It was really cool seeing those guys interact. How about Spidey's, you know, relationship with Tony Stark? I mean, just, I love the father-son type relationship between those two. And I'm going to get into something with that a little bit later. Some more tidbits about the movie. I'm just going to speed through these. Thor's hammer, his new hammer Stormbreaker, hurting fucking Thanos at the end of the movie was... I mean, I understand he caught him off guard, but it was kind of weird to me because at that point, Thanos is basically fucking God mode. And Hela in Thor Ragnarok just caught his hammer and broke that shit like it was from the 99-cent store. But Thanos with the Infinity Gauntlet gets, you know, Stormbreaker right to the chest. I accept it because he caught him off guard, but at the same time, I was like, that's kind of bullshit a little bit. The finger snap from Thanos was just pure fucking fan service. So amazing, so epic to see that. No Beta Ray Bill, you know, having Stormbreaker, but no Beta Ray Bill, that sucked, but I could take that also. Bruce Banner in the Hulkbuster at one point looks so fucking fake. The CGI looks so bad, like below Sci-Fi Channel. I'm talking like towards the end when everybody just turned to dust and he's standing there and War Machine's there, Cap is there. I mean, when you see Banner in the background and the Hulkbuster, the lighting was off, like from the chest up. It looks so fake. It looked like cheap, shitty CGI, big time. I was a little disappointed with that. Loki's death scene. Brutal, fucking brutal, but he had a good death. Loki went out honorable, which is cool. Gamora dying from falling off of a cliff and hitting rocks. Yet you see her battling Nebula like on some Dragon Ball Z shit, blasting each other with giant ass guns and doing all this nutty crap, being so durable. But she dies by landing on some rocks. Okay, I'll accept it. Spider-Man's suit, his new suit, the nanotech suit, visually wasn't feeling it. To me, it was like a little bit too much. It was a little too Iron Man-y for my taste. He looked like a debit card chip. I actually stole that line from Gil. Credit card and debit card chip pattern. Cool. But the suit, you know, it did cool things. Not the biggest fan of the arms going forward. I don't want to see that. The appendages coming out. I understand he had to be upgraded for the movie to stand a chance against Thanos. Totally get it. But I like my Spider-Man a little more traditional. Star-Lord getting the drop on Spidey. Bullshit. Captain America, the scene which we all thought in the trailer that Cap was going to bite the bullet holding Thanos' arm. Okay, I'll accept it. Cap is pretty strong, but I mean, in reality, after we saw what Thanos did to the Hulk and how strong he is, I mean, that shouldn't happen. He should have squished him instantly. Let's segue into the Hulk getting his ass beat by Thanos. A lot of people were upset about that, but it made sense to me because Thanos is, you know, we're talking about centuries old, battle-hardened. He's a fighter, you know, combat war expert. And Hulk is just, I will smash you. That's pretty much all Hulk does. He just he smashes the fuck out of you with his strength. And Thanos just boxed him up, man. He just MMA'd him. Thanos went straight UFC on his ass. And I could accept it because he caught Hulk off guard. And he out-techniqued them, and that's realistic. I mean, you know, you have a guy that's trained versus a guy untrained. Size and strength plays a factor, but it isn't everything. And 90% of the time, a trained fighter or person will beat the fuck out of somebody untrained. And people are like, oh, well, the madder Hulk gets, the stronger he gets. Like, yeah, that's true, but you can't get madder if you're knocked the fuck out, if you're KO'd. He got his ass beat, like, instantly. And you comic nerds out there, like me, you know who Worldbreaker Hulk is. I believe we're going to see a version of that in Avengers 4. Hulk is going to have his day. He's going to fucking have his day against Thanos. They're not going to do Hulk like that. Thanos just basically out-techniqued them. He threw him off guard. He had the power gem. And yeah, you guys are like, he didn't use the power gem. It wasn't glowing. I mean, there was a lot of scenes where it looked like the gems weren't glowing and Thanos is doing crazy shit because of the gauntlet. He had the fucking power gem and he just beat his ass with fucking technique. I'm all good with that. And it seemed like the Hulk's confidence was shot. It's like the big bully on the block. You know, you always beat everybody's ass. And when somebody, you know, hands your ass to you, it throws you off and your confidence is shot. Happens to fighters when they get brutally knocked out, you know. It's an adjustment. They have to overcome that fear of getting KO'd and the trauma of it. It's shocking mentally. Some fighters never come back from it, you know. They're just gun shy after and they're pretty much done. So yeah, Hulk got his ass whipped. That's never really happened before, you know. He really thought that he was the biggest and baddest and strongest. And it was a reality check for him. He got his ass handed to him. And it wasn't fear. I just think that Hulk was catching a tantrum like how a child would. You know, he's like, no, he didn't want to come out. It's like a toddler, you know what I mean? Like a pouting toddler catching a tantrum. But in Avengers 4, something's going to happen. Black Widow, which is probably the closest person to the Hulk, she's probably going to get really fucked up, injured. I don't think she's going to die, but something's going to probably happen with her and Hulk is going to just go full snap mode, Worldbreaker Hulk status. And if you guys don't know who Worldbreaker Hulk is, I'm not going to go through that storyline in the comics. You could just Google it, go to YouTube. There's some great channels out there that cover that storyline. Total beast mode, total like unstoppable, ridiculous levels. Beast mode Hulk, Worldbreaker Hulk. I mean, if we see that, he definitely will give Thanos a crazy fight. I'm not saying he's going to beat him with the gauntlet, but it will be an epic battle, and I would love to see that. Because Hulk got to get his redemption, man. The fans want to see it also. A lot of people were upset. I was kind of upset that Hulk wasn't in the movie too much. But, like, you know, I'm expecting him to make big, you know, a big show in Avengers 4. Ebony Maw was kind of cool. He's the Bizarro Voldemort. He's the bootleg Voldemort. He had real cool powers. The guy was, like, super powerful. He's the one that was torturing Doctor Strange with, like, those... look like glass shards almost. What else? Red Skull making an appearance in the movie. Wow, that was fucking cool. Super, super fucking cool to see the Red Skull back in the mix. We all wondered what the hell happened to him because he's a huge Marvel villain. And he just completely disappeared after the first Captain America movie. And they bring it back full circle. You know, here goes the Red Skull, basically the caretaker of the Soul Gem. That was fucking great. Now, what's going to happen in Avengers 4? We saw like half of the population turn into ash. They just poof, just vanished. Spider-Man scene when he went away was like, man, that blew me away. Tom Holland's a great fucking actor. It was the deepest scene out of the whole movie. It was really touching when he was saying, you know, telling Stark, like, I don't want to go. I love how Tom Holland really showcases Spider-Man's vulnerability. Like, he's young, man. He's a kid, and he just absolutely fucking nails it. He killed it with that scene. It was the most powerful scene the whole movie. Another close one to that was fucking Iron Man. Like, Iron Man going head to head with Thanos. I mean, he's the only one that made him bleed. Fucking epic. I loved Iron Man's armor. That nanotech armor was the shit. He would just like create, you know, fucking extra cannons and guns, and his body would alter, or his suit would alter, morph and stuff. I mean, his suit was just badass and so powerful. I love what Stark was doing. Stark is my boy. That's my favorite character out of the MCU. Robert Downey Jr. to me is the Avengers. He is Marvel. He's the one that started this whole surge with Iron Man, and he's just irreplaceable. Love Robert Downey Jr. to death, man. Even his background, overcoming drug abuse. I'm just a big fan of the guy. Just a great actor, and just he kills it as Tony Stark. Goes toe-to-toe with Thanos with the gauntlet, you know, with most of the gems, and holds his own for a little bit. But ultimately, Thanos is too powerful. And when he stabs Stark with his own, like, giant, like, T-1000 looking knife, I was like, holy shit. My jaw dropped. Everybody in the theater, you could hear a pin drop. Nobody wanted him to die. And I thought possibly he was a goner. But he survived. And I was fucking stoked, man. I was stoked. But Robert Downey's acting, you know, even appearing injured, you know, even like little things like him straining, the veins coming out his neck. I mean, he really looked like he was hurt. His facial expressions. Robert Downey's one of the greatest actors, man. I mean, some of you guys may call me crazy for saying that, but he really is so talented. But let's go back to Avengers 4, you know, where do we go from here? You know, unless you've been under a rock, I mean, Disney got the rights back to X-Men, Fantastic Four. I'm pretty sure it's a done deal. So we had half of the MCU rankings, the heroes, you know, humans, the population wiped out. They got to boost up their rankings for round two against Thanos. This is the perfect fucking opportunity to reintroduce the Fantastic Four the right way. To bring in the X-Men, you know, hopefully they can coax Hugh Jackman back because he's the one and only Wolverine. There's been the guy who plays Winter Soldier. His name escapes me right now, but I guess he's cool with Hugh Jackman. He hinted at a few things. He said they were talking and Hugh is thinking about it. God, throw this guy a suitcase of money. Let's get him in the mix to see him in the mix with like Doctor Strange, Iron Man, the Guardians, Drax. I mean, I would, that's, take my money, buying a ticket fucking instantly if you get Jackman into this MCU mix. Villains. I'm a huge Dr. Doom fan. Doom is a fucking boss. If they can get Dr. Doom in the mix, whoa. Also, take my fucking money. What they did with Doom on screen is straight disrespect. Straight disrespect, man. He was not represented well in the Fantastic Four movies. Nothing against, I think his name is Julian McMahon. He was on Nip Tuck. I like him as an actor. Visually, you know, looks wise, he was a great Doom. He acted it out well. It was just the directing of the movie, and it was a bad vehicle for Doom. Reintroduce fucking Dr. Doom. Seriously, he deserves it. Do I think all that's going to happen? Probably not. But who knows? Who knows what tricks they have up their sleeves for Avengers 4? If you stood for the post credits, you know of the scene, the symbol, the communicator that Nick Fury hits. It's the Captain Marvel symbol. I don't know a whole lot about Captain Marvel other than that she's powerful as fuck, you know? I'm with it. Cool. New character in the mix. Bring it on. I know we got a Captain Marvel movie coming up. We got Ant-Man 2. The Captain Marvel movie is going to, I'm sure, tie in Infinity War with it. Because I know she has a background with Thanos. They've encountered each other before. So I'm curious and intrigued with the character. I want to see what she's all about. Adam Warlock was pretty much shown to us, you know, in that chamber. I think it was Guardians 2. I'm not sure. I may be mistaken on that. But they even mention his name. They say Adam. We got to see Adam Warlock in the mix. There's a lot of characters they could bring in. You know, Tom Hardy's playing Venom. Super fucking excited for Venom. The trailer looked boss. Venom looks amazing. You know, take my money with that one also. And I think there's a statement on that, you know, on record, they're not going to include Venom in this whole MCU deal. But damn, what a missed opportunity. Fucking bring Venom into that shit. Because like Venom, for the most part, is a villain. He's portrayed as an anti-hero. And there was a stint in the comics where he was an anti-hero. He still may be. But you know, it's like enemy of my enemy is my friend, you know, same deal with Dr. Doom. Dr. Doom is a fucking big deal when he hits the scene, you know, when Dr. Doom appears, shit is heavy. He is a huge, massive threat, but you know, compared to Thanos with the gauntlet, enemy of my enemy, you know what I mean? Thanos affects villains and heroes alike. So it's not far-fetched to bring in people, even villains, to battle him. You know what I mean? Dr. Doom, Venom's an anti-hero. He'll be great to throw in there. But I don't think they're going to do it with Venom, which is a shame. But anyway, guys, yeah, man, really exciting. Really exciting. I'm looking forward to Avengers 4. Loved Infinity War. I really don't know what else to say about the film. I've done enough ranting. One more thing. This is kind of funny. Vision, Vibranium Superbot, gets his ass smacked up the whole movie. Can you explain that to me? Vision got his ass whooped. The whole movie, he's a punching bag. And they did his ass wrong. I mean, he dies, he explodes, and Thanos like, no. Let's run that back, bruh. Come back. Let me brutally pluck the gem out of your forehead and leave a big ass crater and just drop your carcass. Vision did something to somebody. I mean, Vision pissed off the Russo brothers. Either he was a waiter back in the day, fucked up their order, you know, at a diner. He did something to somebody. Cause they're like, let's just write Vision getting his ass beat the whole movie. Poor Vision. I don't think he's coming back. He may, you never know. Doctor Strange, who knows what his plans, his plan is out of 14.5 million or something like that. Outcomes, only one of them, they prevail. Strange wouldn't sacrifice himself if he didn't have a plan. I don't think that these people died per se. They probably just got transported to some other plane, you know what I mean? Other dimension. And Strange, being a sorcerer, he'll figure some shit out to come back. And obviously, they're going to fiddle with time on some level. Another big question is, the gauntlet looks fried. At the end, you see when Thanos snaps his fingers, the gauntlet is just, it's just fucking fried up, man. Does it work? I mean, it still may. I mean, it may be just damaged. They also have a mold that Peter Dinklage is. Peter Dinklage, by the way, I love Peter Dinklage. What a fun role. But Peter Dinklage's dwarf character that makes like molds, you know, he made Stormbreaker. They have a mold, a cast of the gauntlet, so they could always make a new one. But yeah, all the people freaking out like these guys are gone for good. They're not gone for good. There's no way. There's no way. We have a second part to Infinity War coming out, and they're going to do something with time, and they're going to reverse things. They'll figure some shit out. They'll bring all these guys back. Maybe not Vision. But anyway, guys, you've heard me rant enough. That's it. I'm just going to wrap up this episode. I think I covered a lot. And thank you for listening to the podcast, to the episode. If you enjoy the content, please like, subscribe. It'll be greatly appreciated. Follow the podcast, the audio version, on iTunes. We're on social media, YouTube. We got some videos up. Video casts up there. Some of them are just strictly audio. Some of them I include some video editing in there, which is fun. So guys, until next time, take care.